¿Dónde están los libros?
Están sobre el escritorio.
Where are the books?
They are on the desk.
Breakdown.
¿Dónde están los libros?
¿Dónde?
Means, where.
Están.
Is the present tense of the verb.
Estar.
Meaning, to be, conjugated for the third person plural,
they.
Los. Is the masculine plural definite article, meaning, the.
Libros.
Is the plural form of.
Libro.
Meaning, book.
Están sobre el escritorio.
Están.
Is the present tense of the verb.
Estar.
Meaning, to be, conjugated for the third person plural,
they.
Sobre. Is a preposition meaning, on.
El.
Is the masculine singular definite article, meaning, the.
Escritorio.
Means, desk. Key concepts.
Word order.
The question, where are the books? Follows the typical Spanish word order for questions.
¿Dónde?
Where, plus.
Están.
A, plus.
Los.
The, plus.
Libros.
Books, plus. Question mark.
Verb conjugation.
The verb.
Estar.
Is conjugated in the present tense, and agrees with the subject, books, in the third person plural.
Están.
Prepositions.
The preposition.
Sobre.
On, is used to express location.
Articles. Definite articles.
Los.
El. Are used to indicate that the books, and the desk are specific items.
Ella no lo pudo convencer de que diera un discurso.
She could not convince him to give a speech. Here is the breakdown of the sentence.
Ella.
Ella.
She, subject pronoun, no.
No.
Not, negation, lo.
Lo.
Him, direct object pronoun, referring to a male person, pudo.
Pudo.
Could, past tense of the verb.
Poner.
To be able to, convince a.
Convencer.
To convince, infinitive verb, de que.
De que.
That, preposition plus conjunction, introducing a subordinate clause, diera.
Diera.
Gave, past subjunctive of the verb.
Dar.
To give, an.
Un.
A, masculine singular indefinite article, discurso.
Discurso.
Speech, masculine noun. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun.
Law.
Is a direct object pronoun, replacing the noun, him, in the sentence.
Past subjunctive.
The verb.
Diera.
Is in the past subjunctive mood, which is used to express a hypothetical or uncertain action in the past. Subordinate clause.
The clause, de que diera un discurso, is a subordinate clause, introduced by the conjunction.
Que. And dependent on the main clause.
Preposition.
The preposition.
De.
Is used before the conjunction.
Que.
To introduce the subordinate clause. This sentence demonstrates a complex grammatical structure that involves the use of a direct object pronoun, past subjunctive mood, and a subordinate clause.
Tom está acostumbrado a llamar chicas al teléfono.
Tom is used to calling girls on the phone.
Breakdown.
Tom. This is the name, Tom, in Spanish.
Está.
This is the present tense of the verb, estar, to be, conjugated in the third person singular to agree with the subject,
Tom.
Acostumbrado.
This is the past participle of the verb, acostumbrar, to be accustomed to, which is used with the verb, estar, to form a passive construction.
Ah.
This is the preposition, to, used before an infinitive verb.
Llamar.
This is the infinitive verb, to call.
Chicas.
This is the plural form of the noun, chica,
girl.
Al.
This is a contraction of the preposition a, to, and the definite article el, the, used before the noun telefono, phone, telefono. This is the noun phone. Key concepts. Passive construction. The sentence uses a passive construction with the verb estar and the past participle of acostumbra to express that Tom is accustomed to calling girls on the phone. Infinitive verb. The verb lama is used in its infinitive form after the preposition a, contraction. The words a and l are contracted to form al. ¿Cuánto tiempo necesita usted para repararlo? How long do you need to fix it? The sentence is asking how much time someone needs to repair something. Breakdown. ¿Cuánto? Means how much, and is used to ask about quantity or amount. Tiempo means time. Necesita is the third person singular form of the verb necesitar, which means to need. Usted means you, and is a formal way of addressing someone. Para means to or for, and is used to indicate purpose. Prepararlo is the infinitive verb, preparar. To fix, conjugated in the infinitive form with the masculine singular object pronoun, lo. It, attached to it. Ella le oyó cantar su canción favorita. She heard him sing his favorite song. The sentence is in the pretérito perfecto simple. Simple past tense. Ella is the subject pronoun, meaning she. Le is the indirect object pronoun, meaning to him slash her, referring to the person who is singing. Oyó is the past participle of the verb oír. To hear. Cantar is the infinitive verb to sing. Su is the possessive adjective meaning his or her. Canción means song. Favorita is the feminine singular form of the adjective favorite. No hay nada peor que la soledad. There is nothing worse than loneliness. This sentence expresses a strong opinion about the feeling of soledad. Loneliness. Let's break it down. No hey, this translates to, there is not, or, there isn't. It is a common phrase used to express a lack of something. Nada, this means, nothing. It emphasizes the lack of something, and implies that loneliness is the worst thing possible. Peor, this word means, worse, and it is a comparative adjective, comparing loneliness to other things. Where, this is a conjunction that introduces the comparison. It means, than. La soledad, this is the noun. Soledad. Which means, loneliness. It is the subject of the sentence, the thing being described as the worst. So, the sentence implies that there is nothing that is worse than the feeling of loneliness. The use of nada and peor intensifies the negative sentiment towards loneliness. No llego al techo con este plumero, así que no lo puedo limpiar. I can't reach the ceiling with this duster, so I can't clean it. The sentence is in the present tense, meaning that the action is happening right now. Breakdown. No means not, and is used to negate the verb lego. Llego is the first person singular present tense form of the verb lego, which means to arrive or to reach. Al techo means to the ceiling. Al is a contraction of al, meaning to the. Con este plumero means with this duster. Este means this, and plumero means duster. Así que means so, indicating a consequence. No lo puedo limpiar. means, I can't clean it. Law is a pronoun replacing the noun, ceiling. Puedo is the first person singular present tense form of the verb, poder, which means, to be able to. Limpiar means, to clean. Key concepts. Negation with no. Present tense verb conjugation use of pronouns, like law. Conjunction. Así que. Es buen francés este? Is this good French? The sentence is a question, using the verb ser, which means, to be, in this context, in its conjugated form. Es. Is. The subject is este. This, and the adjective modifying it is buen. Good. The word francés. French serves as a noun here, and it is the object of the sentence. The literal translation is this good French? Which implies that the speaker is asking if the person or thing in question speaks or understands French well. It could also refer to something that is written in French, in which case it would mean, is this good French writing slash language? No hace nada salvo quejarse todo el día. He doesn't do anything except complain all day. Breakdown. No. This is the negative word, no, in Spanish. Hace. This is the third person singular present indicative of the verb. Hacer. To do. It is used here to indicate the subject, he does not perform any actions. Nada. This is the noun, nothing. It refers to the absence of any action, or work. Salvo. This is a preposition meaning, except, or, save for. It introduces the exception to the lack of action. Quejarse. This is the infinitive verb, to complain. It is used after salvo to specify the only activity the subject engages in. Todo. This is the adjective, all, used to modify el día. El día. This is the definite article, the, followed by the noun, día. Day. It refers to the entire day, emphasizing the duration of the complaining. Key concepts. Negative construction. The sentence uses the negative word no, along with the verb hace, to indicate that the subject does not do anything. Preposition salvo. The preposition salvo introduces an exception to the negative statement, indicating that the only action the subject performs is complaining. Infinitive verb. The infinitive verb quejarse is used after salvo to describe the specific action. Tom le tiene una profunda envidia al talento de Mary. Tom is deeply envious of Mary's talent. Breakdown. Tom le tiene una profunda envidia al talento de Mary. Le is a direct object pronoun that replaces the noun Mary. It indicates that Mary is the one who is the object of Tom's envy. Tiene is the verb, to have, conjugated in the third person singular present tense, meaning, he has, or, she has. In this case, it indicates that Tom possesses this envy. Una profunda envidia is a noun phrase meaning, a deep envy. Profunda is an adjective modifying the noun. Envidia, emphasizing the intensity of the envy. Al talento is a prepositional phrase meaning, to the talent. Al is a contraction of the preposition a and the masculine definite article. El talento is the noun, talent. De Mari is a prepositional phrase meaning, of Mary. De is the preposition, of, and, Mary is the name. Key concepts. direct object pronoun, le, replaces the noun, Mary, in the sentence. Adjective modification, profunda, modifies the noun, envidia, emphasizing the intensity of the envy. Prepositional phrases, al talento, and de Mari, provide further context about the envy. No le pasa nada. This means, nothing is wrong with him slash her. Breakdown. No. This is the negative word, no, in Spanish. Le. This is the indirect object pronoun meaning, to him slash her. Pasa. This is the third person singular present indicative of the verb, pasar, which means, to happen. Nada. This is the word for, nothing, in Spanish. The sentence is structured with the negative word, no, before the verb, pasa, and the indirect object pronoun, le, before the verb, pasa. The word, nada, is at the end of the sentence, acting as the object of the verb, pasa. This is a common word order in Spanish sentences. Key concepts. Indirect object pronoun. Le is used to indicate the recipient of the action, which in this case is the person to whom nothing is happening. Negative word placement. The negative word, no, typically comes before the verb in Spanish sentences. Word order. This sentence follows a common Spanish word order with the subject implied, you, the negative word, no, the indirect object pronoun, le, the verb, pasa, and then the object, nada. Él puede conducir un auto. He can drive a car. The sentence uses the verb poder, which means to be able to or can. It is conjugated in the third person singular, present tense, as él is the subject. Conducir is the infinitive verb meaning to drive. In this case, it's conjugated in the infinitive form, because it follows poner, which takes an infinitive after it. Un auto is a masculine singular noun meaning a car. No veo películas en mi ordenador. I don't watch movies on my computer. No means no in English, and is used to negate the verb veo. Is the first person singular present tense of the verb ver, meaning to see. This verb is used for watching movies or shows, as well as seeing things. Películas is the plural of película, meaning movie. En means in, and is used to indicate location. Mi means my, and is used to show possession. Ordenador means computer. The sentence is in the negative present tense. The verb veo is conjugated in the first person singular, which is used when the speaker is the one doing the action. A menudo escuchamos a la gente decir que el tiempo vuela. We often hear people say that time flies. Breakdown. A menudo. Colon, this means often or frequently. It is an adverb of frequency and modifies the verb escuchamos. Escuchamos. Colon, this is the first person plural, we, present tense of the verb escuchar, which means to listen or to hear. A la gente. Colon, this means to people or to the people. It is the indirect object of the verb escuchamos. Decir. Colon, this is the infinitive form of the verb to say. It is used after the preposition a to form an infinitive phrase. Que. Colon, this is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. El tiempo. Colon, this means time. Vuela. Colon, this is the third person singular present tense of the verb volar, which means to fly. Key concepts. Adverb of frequency, a menudo, tells us how often we hear people say this. Infinitive phrase. The phrase. Decir que el tiempo vuela.
Acts as the direct object of the verb. Escuchamos.
Subordinate clause. The clause.
Que el tiempo vuela.
Provides additional information about what people say.
Present tense.
The verbs.
Escuchamos.
And.
Vuela.
Are in the present tense, indicating an action that happens regularly, or is true in general.
Él comenzó a entregarse a la bebida después de que perdió a su mujer.
He started to give himself over to drinking after he lost his wife. This sentence is a complex sentence, meaning that it contains an independent clause and a dependent clause. The independent clause is
Él comenzó a entregarse a la bebida.
Which means, he started to give himself over to drinking. The dependent clause is
Después de que perdió a su mujer.
Which means, after he lost his wife. This is a subordinate clause that modifies the verb
Comenzó.
Here's a breakdown of the grammar.
Él
is the subject pronoun, meaning he.
Comenzó
is the verb in the past tense, meaning started or began.
A entregarse
is an infinitive phrase that functions as the direct object of the verb.
Comenzó.
A is the preposition to, and
entregarse
is the reflexive verb to give oneself over.
A la bebida
is a prepositional phrase that modifies the verb
entregarse.
A is the preposition to, and
la bebida
is the noun phrase, the drink.
Después de que
is a conjunction that introduces the dependent clause, meaning after or since.
Perdió
is the verb in the past tense, meaning lost.
A su mujer
is a prepositional phrase that modifies the verb.
Perdió.
A is the preposition to, and
su mujer
is the noun phrase, his wife. The key concepts to take away from this sentence are the use of the infinitive phrase
a entregarse,
the reflexive verb
entregarse,
and the subordinate clause introduced by the conjunction
después de que.
Bueno, me convenciste.
Okay, you convinced me.
Bueno means good or well. In this context, it acts as an interjection, expressing agreement or acceptance.
Me
is the object pronoun, me, indicating the speaker as the direct object of the verb.
Convenciste
is the past tense of the verb, convencer, meaning to convince. It is conjugated in the second person singular form, indicating that the person being addressed convinced the speaker. The sentence is a simple statement expressing that the speaker has been convinced by the person they are addressing.
¿Cuánto arroz comes cada día?
How much rice do you eat every day? This sentence is a question in the interrogative form.
¿Cuánto?
Means, how much? It is an interrogative pronoun.
Arroz
means rice. It is a noun.
Comes
means, do you eat? It is the verb, comma, in the second person singular present tense.
Cada
means, every. It is an adjective.
Día
means, day. It is a noun. The sentence is asking about the quantity of rice that the person eats on a daily basis. The verb, comma, is used in the present tense, indicating that this is a regular or habitual action.
Parece que mi reloj está ligeramente desajustado.
It seems that my watch is slightly out of adjustment.
Parece.
This is the third person singular of the verb.
Parecer.
which means to seem or to appear. Que. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. In this case, it indicates that the following clause is providing information about the appearance of the watch. Me. This is the possessive adjective meaning, my. Reloj. This is a noun meaning, watch. Está. This is the third person singular present tense of the verb. Estar. Which means, to be. Ligeramente. This is an adverb meaning, slightly. Desajustado. This is an adjective meaning, out of adjustment. In this sentence, the speaker is observing that their watch is not keeping accurate time. They are using the verb parecer to express a perceived observation, rather than a definitive statement. The word ligeramente emphasizes that the watch is only slightly off, and not significantly inaccurate. Eres bastante listo. You are quite smart. The sentence is in the tú form, which means it is addressing the listener directly. Eres is the conjugation of the verb ser to be, in the present tense, second person singular. It agrees with the subject. Tú. You. Bastante is an adverb meaning quite or very. Listo is an adjective meaning smart or intelligent. No puede haber ninguna excusa posible. There can't be any possible excuse. The sentence uses the verb poner, which means to be able to or to can. It is conjugated in the third person singular form, which is puede. In this case, the negative form of the verb is used here, which is no puede. The phrase ninguna excusa posible means no possible excuse. Ninguna is the feminine singular form of the indefinite pronoun ninguno, meaning none or no one. It is used to emphasize that there is absolutely no excuse. Posible is an adjective meaning possible. It modifies the noun excusa. The sentence structure is simple and direct, emphasizing the definitive nature of the statement. Alguien entró en la habitación. Someone entered the room. Breakdown. Alguien. Alguien is the subject of the sentence and means someone. It's an indefinite pronoun, indicating an unknown person. Entró. Entró is the verb to enter in the third person singular preterite tense. This tense is used to describe a completed action in the past. En. En is a preposition meaning in. La. La is the definite article. The. Habitación. Habitación is the noun, room. Key concepts. Preterite tense. The preterite tense is used to describe a completed action in the past. It is one of the most common past tenses in Spanish. Indefinite pronoun. An indefinite pronoun refers to an unspecified person or thing. Alguien is an example of an indefinite pronoun. Prepositions. Prepositions connect nouns, pronouns, and other phrases to other words in the sentence. They show relationships between words, such as location, time, or manner. El profesor nos explicó el significado del poema. The professor explained the meaning of the poem to us. Here's a breakdown of the sentence. El. This is the definite article, the, in the masculine singular form. Profesor. This is the noun, professor, in the masculine singular form. Nos. This is the direct object pronoun, us. It's the plural form of me. Me. Explico. This is the past tense of the verb. Explicar. To explain. The ending, o acute, indicates that it's in the third person singular form, which agrees with the subject. El profesor. El. This is the definite article, the, in the masculine singular form, used again to modify. Significado. Significado. This is the noun, meaning, in the masculine singular form. Del. This is the contraction of the preposition. De. Of, and the definite article. El. The. It indicates possession. Poema. This is the noun, poem, in the masculine singular form. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun. The pronoun. Nos. Indicates that the professor explained the meaning to us, the students. Past tense. The verb. Explicar. Is in the past tense, indicating that the action of explaining has already occurred. Definite articles. The articles. El. Are used to specify the noun they modify. For example. El profesor. The professor, and. El significado. The meaning. Contraction. The contraction. Del. Is used to simplify the phrase, del. Of the. This sentence uses a simple grammatical structure, and common vocabulary, making it easy to understand even for beginners of Spanish. Lo que haces no me molesta. What you do does not bother me. Lo. Is the. Law. Form of the definite article, meaning, the, and it refers to the subject, what you do. Que. Is the relative pronoun meaning, that, or, which, and it connects the clause, what you do, to the main clause. Haces. Is the second person singular present indicative form of the verb. Hacer. Meaning, to do, or, to make. No. Is the negative adverb meaning, not. Me. Is the first person singular personal pronoun in the indirect object position, meaning, me. Molesta. Is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb. Molestar. Meaning, to bother. Así es como ocurrió el accidente. This is how the accident happened. Breakdown. Así. This is a demonstrative pronoun that means, this way, or, like this. It indicates the manner, in which something occurred. Es. This is the third person singular form of the verb, ser, to be. It is used here as a copula, linking the subject. Como. To the predicate. Ocurrió el accidente. Como. This is an interrogative adverb that means, how. It functions as the subject of the sentence, referring to the manner in which the accident happened. Ocurrió. This is the third person singular preterite form of the verb, ocurrir, to happen. It describes the action of the accident happening in the past. El accidente. This is a noun phrase that refers to the accident. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronoun. Así. Functions as a demonstrative pronoun, referring to the manner in which the accident occurred. Copula. The verb. Es. Acts as a copula, connecting the subject and predicate. Interrogative adverb. Como. Serves as an interrogative adverb, asking how the accident happened. Preterite tense. The verb. Ocurrió. Is in the preterite tense, indicating a past action. Te seguiré hasta el fin del mundo. I will follow you to the end of the world. This sentence expresses a strong commitment and loyalty, emphasizing the speaker's willingness to follow the other person no matter what. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Te. This is the object pronoun, you. In the informal singular form, used to address a familiar person. Seguiré. This is the future tense of the verb. Seguir. To follow. The conjugation is for the first person singular, meaning, I will follow.
Hasta.
This preposition means, until, or, up to.
El fin del mundo.
This phrase literally means, the end of the world, signifying a very distant, or impossible point in time. The sentence structure is a simple subject-verb-object construction, with the object pronoun,
te,
placed before the verb,
seguiré,
to emphasize the recipient of the action. The phrase,
hasta el fin del mundo,
acts as an adverbial phrase modifying the verb,
seguiré,
indicating the extent of the speaker's commitment.
Hay un gran parque cercano a donde vivimos.
There is a large park near where we live.
Breakdown.
I. This is the third person singular form of the verb.
Haber.
To have, which is used to express existence in Spanish. In this sentence, it means, there is.
Un.
This is the masculine singular definite article, meaning, a, or, an.
Gran.
This is an adjective meaning, large, or, big.
Parque.
This is the noun, park.
Cercano.
This is an adjective meaning, close, or, nearby.
Ah.
This is a preposition meaning, to, or, at.
Donde.
This is a relative pronoun meaning, where.
Vivimos.
This is the first person plural form of the verb.
Vivir.
To live, meaning, we live. Key concepts.
Haber.
Is often used in Spanish to indicate the existence of something. The use of the preposition.
A.
Before.
Donde.
Highlights the location of the park.
The phrase.
Donde vivimos. Indicates the location of the speaker and listener.
¿Qué espera encontrar aquí?
What do you expect to find here? This sentence is an interrogative sentence, asking a question.
The verb
esperar means to expect. It is conjugated in the present tense, third person singular form, which agrees with the subject you understood in the sentence. The pronoun
que
means what and is used as the object of the verb
esperar.
The noun phrase
aquí
means here and is the place where the speaker expects something to be found.
Tome asiento,
por favor. Please take a seat. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests.
Tome
is the imperative form of the verb
tomar.
To take, in the second person singular.
Asiento
means seat.
Por favor
is a polite phrase that means please.
Tom dijo que también tocaba la flauta.
Tom said that he also played the flute.
Breakdown.
Tom.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence.
Dijo.
Dijo is the past tense of the verb decir.
Decir.
To say.
Que.
Que is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause.
También.
También means also and modifies the verb tocaba.
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 Tocaba
is the imperfect tense of the verb tocar.
Tocar.
To play.
La.
La is the definite article for the feminine noun flauta.
Flauta.
Flute. Key concepts. Imperfect tense. The imperfect tense is used to describe past actions that were ongoing or habitual.
Here, tocaba.
Tocaba indicates that Tom played the flute regularly in the past. Subordinate clause. The clause introduced by que.
Que.
Provides more information about what Tom said. This clause is dependent on the main clause, which is, Tom said. Translation using Ispikenji. Ispikenji, Tom said that he also played the flute.
Mi perro ladra a los desconocidos.
My dog barks at strangers.
Breakdown.
Mi. This is the possessive adjective meaning, my. It agrees in gender and number with the noun.
Perro.
Dog, which is masculine singular.
Perro.
This is the noun meaning, dog. It is masculine singular.
Ladra.
This is the verb, to bark, in the third person singular present indicative. It refers to the dog's action.
Ah.
This is the preposition, to, or, at, indicating the direction of the barking.
Los.
This is the definite article meaning, the. It is masculine plural, and agrees with the noun.
Desconocidos.
Strangers.
Desconocidos.
This is the noun meaning, strangers. It is masculine plural.
Key concepts.
Subject-verb agreement.
The verb.
Ladra. Is in the third person singular, because the subject is.
Perro.
Which is singular. Gender and number agreement. The articles and adjectives agree in gender and number with the nouns they modify.
Prepositions.
The preposition.
A.
Is used to indicate the direction of the barking.
Definite article.
The definite article.
Los.
Is used to specify the strangers being barked at.
Los pajarillos cantaban sobre el árbol.
The little birds were singing on the tree.
Breakdown.
Los pajarillos.
This is the plural form of the masculine noun.
Pajarillo.
Which means, little bird.
Los is the definite article meaning,
the.
Cantaban. This is the third person plural imperfect tense conjugation of the verb.
Cantar.
Which means, to sing. The imperfect tense indicates an action that was happening in the past.
Sobre.
El.
Árbol.
This is a prepositional phrase that tells us where the birds were singing.
Sobre.
Means, on.
El.
Is the definite article meaning,
the,
and,
árbol.
Means, tree.
Mary tiene una flor en la mano.
Mary has a flower in her hand. This sentence uses the verb,
tener,
which means, to have. The verb is conjugated in the present tense, third person singular, to agree with the subject,
Mary.
The noun,
flor.
Means, flower, and is in the singular form, since Mary only has one flower.
The preposition,
en,
means, in, and is used to indicate the location of the flower.
The noun,
mano,
means, hand, and is in the singular form, since Mary has only one hand holding the flower.
The article,
la,
is the feminine singular definite article, meaning,
the.
And agrees in gender and number with
flor.
El haiku es un tipo de poema.
The haiku is a type of poem.
Breakdown.
El.
This is the definite article,
the, in Spanish, masculine singular form.
Haiku.
This is the Japanese word for haiku, which is a borrowed word in Spanish. It is used as a noun in this sentence.
Es.
This is the present tense form of the verb,
sir,
to be, conjugated in the third person singular to agree with the subject,
haiku,
un.
This is the indefinite article,
a,
in Spanish, masculine singular form,
tipo.
This is the word for, type, in Spanish, used as a noun in this sentence,
de.
This is the preposition, of, in Spanish,
poema.
This is the word for, poem, in Spanish, used as a noun in this sentence.
Key concepts.
Definite and indefinite articles.
The use of, el,
the, and, un, a, indicates the type of noun, definite, or indefinite.
Verb conjugation.
The verb is conjugated in the present tense to agree with the subject, haiku. Noun usage. The words haiku, typo, and poema are all used as nouns in this sentence. Es fácil prepararlo. It is easy to prepare it. Breakdown. Ease. This is the third person singular form of the verb. Ser. To be, in the present tense. It agrees in number and person with the subject, which is implied, but understood to be. Prepararlo. To prepare it. Fácil. This means easy, and is an adjective modifying the implied subject. Prepararlo. Prepararlo. This is an infinitive verb meaning, to prepare it. The law. At the end is a direct object pronoun, indicating that it is being prepared. Te puedo ayudar con algo? Can I help you with something? This sentence is a question, and the verb puedo is in the indicative mood. It is conjugated in the first person singular, I, present tense of the verb poner. To be able to. Te is the object pronoun for you, and is used here because it is the indirect object of the verb. Ayudar is the infinitive of the verb, to help, and it is being used in the present tense with the conjugated verb. Puedo. Algo is an indefinite pronoun that means something. The sentence is asking if the speaker is able to help the listener with something. Este libro es sobre China. This book is about China. Breakdown. Este. This, masculine singular. Libro. Book, masculine singular. Es. Is, third person singular of the verb, sir. Sobre. About, preposition. China. China, proper noun. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Spanish, nouns have gender, masculine or feminine. The adjective, este, agrees in gender with the noun, libro, which is masculine. Verb conjugation. The verb, es, is conjugated in the third person singular form to agree with the subject, libro. Preposition. The preposition, sobre, indicates the topic or subject of the book. Proper noun. China is a proper noun and is capitalized in Spanish. Japón es el mejor país bajo el sol. This sentence translates to Japan is the best country under the sun. Here's a breakdown of the grammar and meaning. Japón. This is the proper noun for Japan in Spanish. Es. This is the third person singular form of the verb, ser, to be, which is used to describe a subject. El. This is the definite article, the, in the masculine singular form. Mejor. This is the superlative adjective, best. It is used to compare Japan to other countries. País. This is the noun, country. Bajo. This is the preposition, under, used here to mean, in the world. El. This is the definite article, the, in the masculine singular form. Sol. This is the noun, sun. This sentence uses the structure of a simple declarative sentence in Spanish, with a subject. Japón. A verb. Es. And a compliment, the best country under the sun. The superlative adjective, mejor, is used to emphasize that Japan is the best, and the phrase, bajo el sol, is a common way in Spanish to say, in the world, or, on earth. Guarda las llaves. This sentence means, put away the keys. The verb, guarda, is the imperative form of the verb, guardar, which means, to save, or, to put away. The, las, is the definite article for the feminine plural noun, llaves, which means, keys. The entire sentence is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or instruction.
Tom, puede ayudarnos?
Tom can help us. The sentence uses the verb poner, which means to be able to or to can. The conjugation of the verb in this sentence is puede, which is the third person singular form of the present indicative tense. The subject of the sentence is Tom, which is a proper noun. The pronoun nosotros, which means we, is used in the infinitive phrase ayudarnos, which means to help us. The word nos is a direct object pronoun that refers to nosotros. The verb ayudar means to help. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence that states a fact. Aún tengo desfase horario. I still have jet lag. Breakdown. Aún means still and indicates that the state of having jet lag continues. Tengo is the first person singular present tense of the verb tener, to have. Desfase horario literally translates to time zone difference and is a common way to refer to jet lag.
No toques nada aquí.
Don't touch anything here. The sentence is a negative imperative, meaning it's a command to not do something.
No
means no and is used to negate the verb.
Toques
is the second person singular informal form of the verb
tocar,
meaning to touch. In this case, it's conjugated in the present subjunctive, which is used in this context to express prohibition.
Nada
means nothing.
Aquí
means here.
Volvamos.
Let's go back. This is an imperative verb, meaning it's a command or request.
Volvamos
is the nosotros we form of the verb volver, to return.
Tom le preguntó a Mari si le gustaba la comida mexicana.
Tom asked Mary if she liked Mexican food. Breakdown.
Tom.
Subject of the sentence.
Le.
Indirect object pronoun, meaning to him slash her slash it slash you, formal, refers to Mary.
Pregunto.
Pregunto. Verb, to ask, in the past tense.
A.
Preposition, to, used before the indirect object pronoun.
Mary.
Mari. The person being asked.
See.
Conjunction meaning, if, introducing a subordinate clause.
Le.
Indirect object pronoun, meaning, to him slash her slash it slash you, formal, refers to Mary.
Gustava.
Verb, to like, in the imperfect tense, indicates an ongoing or habitual action in the past.
La.
The definite article, the, referring to, comida mexicana, Mexican food.
Comida.
Noun, food.
Mexicana.
Adjective meaning, Mexican. Key concepts. Indirect object pronouns. Le is used twice, referring to Mary, as the recipient of Tom's question. Imperfect tense. The verb, gustaba, is in the imperfect tense, highlighting that Mary's liking of Mexican food was a previous, or ongoing preference. Subordinate clause. The phrase, si le gustaba la comida mexicana, is a subordinate clause introduced by, si, if, and dependent on the main clause, Tom le preguntó a Mary.
Tom tiene una reunión a la que asistir.
Tom has a meeting to which he must attend. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb
tener,
which means to have. The noun phrase
una reunión
means a meeting. The preposition a in this case means to, and the relative pronoun que means that slash which. Asistir is the verb to attend. The phrase a la que is a relative clause modifying the noun phrase una reunión. The entire phrase functions as the object of the verb tener. The entire sentence is structured as subject-verb-object. The word order is fairly straightforward in this sentence, which follows a common structure in Spanish. El alfiler perforó su dedo y se empezó a sangrar. The pin pierced her finger, and it started to bleed. Breakdown. El alfiler. This is the masculine singular definite article, the, followed by the masculine singular noun. Alfiler. Pin. Perforó. This is the third person singular preterite form of the verb. Perforar. To pierce, indicating a completed action in the past. Su. Dedo. This is the possessive adjective, her, followed by the masculine singular noun. Dedo. Finger. Why, this is the conjunction, and, connecting two clauses. Si. Empezó. This is the reflexive pronoun, itself, followed by the third person singular preterite form of the verb. Empezar. To start, indicating a completed action in the past. This phrase is a common construction in Spanish for the verb, to start, to begin doing something. A. Sangrar. This is the preposition, to, followed by the infinitive verb. Sangrar. To bleed. Key concepts. Preterite tense. This tense is used to describe completed actions in the past. Reflexive verbs. These verbs reflect the action back to the subject. In this case, empezar is reflexive because it's about the finger starting to bleed, not something external starting it. Infinitives. The infinitive form of a verb is the base form of the verb, often used after prepositions like a, in this sentence. Mary es joven y hermosa. Mary is young and beautiful. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence, meaning it states a fact. Mary is the subject of the sentence, the person or thing being discussed. It is a proper noun, a name. Es is the verb, meaning is. It is in the third person singular present tense, which is used when the subject is singular and the verb is in the present tense. Joven means young and is an adjective describing Mary. E means and is a conjunction connecting the two adjectives. Hermosa means beautiful and is also an adjective describing Mary. This sentence demonstrates the basic structure of a Spanish sentence. Subject, verb, and object slash complement. It also shows the use of adjectives to describe nouns, and the use of conjunctions to connect words and phrases. Me encanta el café francés. I love French coffee. This sentence uses the verb encantar, which means to love or to be delighted by. In Spanish, it is used with the preposition a, followed by the direct object. The subject of the sentence is yo, I, but it is omitted as it is understood in the context. The object is el café francés, French coffee. Ella tiene curiosidad por saber quién mandó las flores. She is curious to know who sent the flowers. This sentence uses the verb tener, meaning to have, in the third person singular. Ella. She, form tener, is also used in the expression tener curiosidad por, meaning to be curious about, in this case, to be curious to know. The verb mandar means to send, in the third person singular. El, he, or ella. She, form las flores. Is the direct object of the verb mandar, and literally translates to the flowers. The question, quién, who, is the subject of the verb mandar. In the subjunctive mood, mandó. Because it is uncertain who sent the flowers. Los microbios solo pueden ser observados con la ayuda de un microscopio. Microbes can only be observed with the help of a microscope. Breakdown. Los. This is the masculine plural definite article, meaning the. It agrees in gender and number with the noun it precedes. Microbios. This is the plural noun for microbes, microscopic organisms. Solo. This adverb means only, and emphasizes that the observation can only be done with a microscope. Well then. This is the third person plural form of the verb, poder, meaning, to be able to, or, can. It is conjugated in the present tense. Ser. This is the infinitive verb, to be. It is used here in the context of a passive voice construction. Observamos. This is the past participle of the verb, observar, meaning, to observe. The past participle is used in this passive voice construction. Con. This preposition means, with. La. This is the feminine singular definite article, meaning, the. It agrees in gender and number with the noun it precedes. Ayuda. This is the noun, help, or, assistance. De. This preposition means, of. Un. This is the masculine singular indefinite article, meaning, a, or, an. Microscopio. This is the noun, microscope. An instrument used for observing microscopic objects. Key concepts. Passive voice. The sentence uses the passive voice, which is formed with the verb, ser, plus past participle. This focuses on the action being performed rather than the actor. In this case, the action is being observed, and the actor, the person, or thing observing, is not specified. Agreement. The definite articles. Los. La. And the noun. Microbios. Agree in gender and number. This is a fundamental aspect of Spanish grammar. No te preocupes tanto. Don't worry so much. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. No means no, and is used to negate the verb. Te is the object pronoun, you, and is used to indicate that the verb is directed at the person being addressed. Preocupes is the imperative form of the verb. Preocuparse. To worry, which means worry in this context. It is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning it is addressed to a single person. Tanto is an adverb that means so much. Therefore, the sentence literally means don't worry yourself so much. This can be translated more naturally as don't worry so much. Desde ahí se veía perfectamente. From there, it could be seen perfectly. Breakdown. Desde ahí. Desde ahí. Colon from there. This is a prepositional phrase indicating the location from which something is being seen. Desde. Desde. Means, from, and, ahí. Ahí. Means, there. Se veía. Se veía. Colon it could be seen. This is a passive construction, indicating that the object being seen is the focus. Si. Se. Is a reflexive pronoun that acts as a placeholder for the object of the verb, and veía. Veía. Is the imperfect tense of the verb, ver. Ver. To see. Perfectamente. Perfectamente. Colon perfectly. This is an adverb that modifies the verb, veía. Veía. Indicating that the seeing was done in a perfect manner. Key concepts. Passive voice. The sentence is in the passive voice, emphasizing the object being seen rather than the person doing the seeing. Reflexive pronoun. The reflexive pronoun, see, say, plays a crucial role in the passive construction. Imperfect tense. The imperfect tense, veia, describes an ongoing action, or state in the past, implying that the seeing was possible throughout a period of time. Las casas japonesas son pequeñas. The Japanese houses are small. Breakdown. Las. This is the feminine plural definite article, meaning the casas. This is the noun, houses, in the feminine plural form. Japonesas. This is an adjective meaning Japanese, and is also in the feminine plural form. Son. This is the verb, to be, in the third person plural form, meaning a. Pequeñas. This is the adjective, small, in the feminine plural form. Key concepts. Agreement. The adjectives. Japonesas. And. Pequeñas. Must agree in gender and number with the noun. Casas. Definite articles. The definite article. Las. Is used to specify that we are talking about particular houses. Third person plural. The verb. Son. Is in the third person plural form, because it is referring to multiple houses. Tú tomaste demasiado. You drank too much. This sentence is in the past tense, and is a simple sentence. Tú. Tú. Is the subject pronoun, meaning, you, informal singular. Tomast. Tomaste. Is the past tense of the verb. Tomar. Meaning, to take, or, to drink. In this case, it's, you drank. Demasiado. Demasiado. Is an adverb meaning, too much. The sentence structure is simple. Subject plus verb plus adverb. Tom comió. Tom ate. This sentence is in the pretérito indefinido, which is the simple past tense in Spanish. It is used to describe actions that happened in the past, and are now completed. Tom is the subject of the sentence, and it is the masculine singular form of the name, Tom. Comió is the verb, comer, to eat, conjugated in the pretérito indefinido. For the third person singular. The entire sentence is a simple declarative statement that describes a past action. Tom ate. Prefiero que Tom lo haga. I would prefer that Tom do it. Breakdown. Prefiero. This is the first person singular present indicative of the verb. Preferir. Which means, to prefer. Que. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. In this case, it introduces a clause that expresses a preference. Tom. This is the proper noun for Tom. Law. This is a direct object pronoun that refers to something previously mentioned, in this context, the, it, that is being done. Haga. This is the third person singular present subjunctive of the verb. Hacer. Which means, to do. The subjunctive mood is used here to express a desire, or preference. Key concepts. Subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood is used in Spanish to express a variety of things, including desires, preferences, and emotions. In this sentence, the subjunctive is used to express the speaker's preference that Tom do the task. Direct object pronoun. The direct object pronoun, law, refers to the object of the verb, hacer, which is the action being performed. It is often used to avoid repeating the object. Es buena cocinera tu esposa? Is your wife a good cook? This sentence is a question asking about the cooking abilities of someone's wife. Let's break it down. Es buena. cocinera. 2. Esposa. Es.
Is the verb to be in the third person singular form, which is used for questions.
Buena.
Is the feminine singular form of the adjective good, modifying the noun cocinera.
Cocinera
means cook, and it's a feminine noun. 2 means your, and is a possessive adjective indicating possession of the noun esposa.
Esposa
means wife. Key concepts. Adjectives. The adjective
buena
agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, cocinera. Possessive adjectives. The possessive adjective 2 agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, esposa.
Word order. The subject,
esposa, comes after the verb,
es.
This is typical for questions in Spanish.
Hablé con Tom el lunes.
I spoke with Tom on Monday.
Breakdown.
Hablé is the first person singular preterite form of the verb
hablar,
which means to speak.
Con
means with and is used to introduce the person or thing being spoken to.
Tom
is the name of the person being spoken to.
El
means the and refers to.
Lunes,
which is the masculine noun for Monday.
Eso no es un hospital.
That is not a hospital.
Breakdown.
Eso.
Eso.
This is a demonstrative pronoun meaning that and refers to something that has already been mentioned or is clearly visible.
No.
No. This is a negation word meaning not.
Is.
Es. This is the third person singular form of the verb ser meaning to be.
Un.
This is an indefinite article meaning a or an.
Hospital.
Hospital. This is a noun meaning hospital.
Key concepts.
The sentence uses the verb ser to express the state of being. The use of the demonstrative pronoun eso indicates that the speaker is referring to something specific. The negation no makes the sentence negative.
Llevamos 3 años casados.
We have been married for 3 years. The sentence.
Llevamos 3 años casados.
Uses the verb.
Llevar.
Which means to carry or to wear. In this context, it is used with the preposition.
Por.
To indicate a duration of time.
Llevamos.
Is the first person plural present tense of the verb
llevar,
indicating that we, the speaker, and someone else, are the ones who have been married for 3 years.
3 años
means 3 years, and
casados
is the past participle of the verb
casarse,
which means to marry. The past participle is used here to indicate the state of being married.
No, gracias, estoy lleno.
No, thank you, I am full. The sentence, no, gracias, estoy lleno, is a polite way to decline food or drink in Spanish. Let's break it down.
No,
no, is the Spanish word for no, used to express negation.
Gracias,
gracias, is the Spanish word for thank you. A polite expression of gratitude.
Estoy.
Estoy. Is the first person singular present tense form of the verb estar, meaning to be. In this context, it indicates a temporary state, like feeling full.
Lleno.
Lleno. Is an adjective meaning full. The sentence structure is simple. A negative response, no, followed by an expression of gratitude, gracias, and then the reason for declining, estoy lleno.
Key concepts.
Negation.
No.
Is used to express negation.
Polite expressions.
Gracias. Is used to express gratitude and maintain politeness.
Verb, estar.
Estoy.
is used to express a temporary state, in this case, being full.
Adjective, lleno,
describes the state of being full.
Sentaos.
This means, sit down.
The verb, sentar,
is the command form of the verb, to sit, but it's in the plural form, meaning it's being directed at more than one person.
The, os.
At the end of the verb is the object pronoun, meaning, you, plural. This is a direct command, so it is not a polite request, but a clear instruction to sit down.
En mi habitación hay muchos libros.
There are many books in my room.
En
is the preposition, in,
my,
me, is the possessive adjective, my, which agrees in gender with the noun, habitación,
habitación,
room, habitación,
habitación,
is the noun, room,
hey,
I, is the verb, there is / there are, used in the impersonal construction when the subject is not specified. In this case, the subject is, libros,
libros,
books,
muchos,
muchos, is the adjective, many, which agrees in number with the noun, libros,
libros,
books, libros,
libros,
is the noun, books.
No os toméis en serio las amenazas de Tom.
Don't take Tom's threat seriously.
Breakdown.
No.
No.
This is the negative command form of the verb.
Ser.
To be, in the.
Vosotros.
You all, form.
Os.
Os. This is the direct object pronoun for.
Vosotros.
You all.
Toméis.
Toméis. This is the subjunctive form of the verb.
Tomar.
To take, in the.
Vosotros.
You all, form.
En serio.
En serio. This means, seriously.
Las.
Las. This is the definite article, the, in the feminine plural form.
Amenazas.
Amenazas. This is the plural form of the noun.
Amenaza.
Threat.
De.
This is the preposition of.
Tom.
Tom. This is a proper noun.
Key concepts.
Subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood is used to express doubt, uncertainty, or a desire. Here, it's used to suggest that Tom's threats are not to be taken as a sure thing. Direct object pronoun. The direct object pronoun,
os.
You all, is used to clarify that the threats are being directed at the listeners.
Preposition.
The preposition,
de,
of, is used to show possession. It indicates that the threats belong to Tom.
Sentirme así me gusta.
I like feeling this way.
Breakdown.
Sentirme. Is the reflexive form of the verb,
sentir,
which means, to feel. The reflexive pronoun,
me,
emphasizes that the feeling is personal, and directed toward the speaker.
Así,
means, like this, or, in this way.
Gusta,
is the third person singular form of the verb,
gustar,
which means, to like, or, to please.
Because,
gustar, is a verb that expresses preference, the structure is,
a mí me gusta,
I like,
a ti te gusta,
you like, etc. The pronoun,
me,
is an indirect object, and indicates who the liking is directed toward. The sentence combines the reflexive verb with the verb,
gustar,
creating a structure common in Spanish. This emphasizes that the speaker finds the feeling pleasing.
Pasé la Navidad con mi familia.
I spent Christmas with my family.
Breakdown.
Pasé. This is the past tense of the verb, pasar, to spend. It's conjugated in the first person singular, meaning, I spent
la Navidad.
This translates to Christmas. La is the definite article, the, in feminine form, and Navidad is the noun, Christmas. Con. This is the preposition, with. Mi familia. This means, my family. Me is the possessive adjective, my, and familia is the noun, family. Key concepts. Past tense. The sentence uses the past tense of the verb, pasar, to indicate an action that occurred in the past. Definite articles. The use of the definite article. La. Before, Navidad, emphasizes that we are talking about a specific Christmas. Prepositions. The preposition. Con. Is used to express the relationship between the speaker and their family. Possessive adjectives. The possessive adjective, me, is used to show that the family is the speaker's family. Estoy orgullosa de ser canadiense. I am proud to be Canadian. Breakdown. Estoy. This is the present tense of the verb, estar, which means, to be, but is used to express a state of being, or a temporary condition. Orgullosa. This is the feminine form of the adjective, orgulloso, which means, proud. De. This preposition means, of. Ser. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to be. Canadiense. This is an adjective meaning, Canadian. The sentence is a straightforward statement of the speaker's pride in their Canadian identity. The use of, estar, emphasizes the speaker's current feeling of pride. ¿Por qué diantres piensas eso? Why on earth do you think that? ¿Por qué? ¿Por qué? Is the standard interrogative phrase for why? Diantres. Diantres. Is an exclamatory word expressing surprise or anger. It is a stronger version of why and implies annoyance. Piensas. Piensas. Is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb. Pensar. To think. The entire phrase expresses a strong sense of disbelief and annoyance at the idea being expressed. Tom me preguntó si realmente quería hacer por mi cuenta. Tom asked me if I really wanted to do it on my own. Breakdown. Tom. Tom. The name of the person asking the question. Me. Me. The object of the verb, pregunto, asked. Pregunto. Pregunto. Past tense of the verb, pregunta, to ask. See. See. Indicates a question, similar to, if, in English. Realmente. Realmente. An adverb meaning, really, or, truly. Quería. Quería. Past tense of the verb, querer, to want, conjugated in the imperfect tense to express a past desire or intention. Hacer, hacer. The verb, to do. Por, por. A preposition meaning, by, or, on. My, me. Possessive adjective meaning, my. Cuenta, cuenta. A noun meaning, account, or, own. Key concepts. Indirect question. The sentence uses the conjunction, see, to introduce an indirect question, which is a question embedded within a larger statement. Imperfect tense. The verb, querer, is in the imperfect tense, which is used to describe actions, or states that were ongoing in the past. Possessive adjectives. The possessive adjective, my, is used to indicate ownership of the noun, cuenta. A Tom no le gusta el café con azúcar. Tom doesn't like coffee with sugar. A Tom. This translates to Tom. The preposition, a, is used before a person's name to indicate the recipient of an action. In this case, it's the recipient of the dislike. No le gusta. This means, he doesn't like, or, he doesn't enjoy. The verb gustar is a special verb in Spanish that takes the indirect object pronoun le before the subject. El café. This is the coffee. Con azúcar. This means with sugar. The preposition con is used to indicate that something is present or included with something else. Nunca me sentí tan feliz en mi vida. I have never felt so happy in my life. The sentence Nunca me sentí tan feliz en mi vida is in the past tense, indicating an action that has already occurred. Nunca means never and acts as an adverb modifying the verb. Sentí me is the direct object pronoun meaning me and is used to clarify who felt happy. Sentir is the past tense of the verb sentir, which means to feel. Tan means so and is an intensifier for the adjective. Feliz. Feliz is an adjective that means happy. En means in and is used to introduce the prepositional phrase. Mi vida. Me means my and is a possessive adjective modifying the noun. Vida. Vida means life. This sentence is a simple but powerful statement expressing a feeling of profound happiness. It emphasizes the rarity and intensity of the experience. Queremos su consejo. We want your advice. The sentence is in the present tense of the querer verb, which means to want. It is conjugated in the first person plural, indicating that the speakers are more than one person. The su pronoun, meaning his or her slash their, refers to the person whose advice is being sought. The word consejo means advice. Estoy deseando de ir al zoo contigo. I am looking forward to going to the zoo with you. The sentence uses the verb estar. Estar. In the present tense, conjugated as estoy. Estoy. Because the subject is yo. Yo. I. The verb estar. Estar. Is used in this case to express a state of being. The present participle diciendo, deseando, is used to describe the state of being that the speaker is looking forward to going to the zoo. The preposition de is used to connect the verb diciendo, deseando, with the infinitive verb ir. The infinitive verb ir is used to describe the action of going to the zoo. The preposition al is a contraction of a and el and indicates the direction of the action. The noun zu thaw is the direct object of the verb ir, indicating the destination. The preposition contigo contigo is used to indicate that the speaker is going to the zoo with the listener. The word contigo, contigo, is a contraction of con, and tigo, tigo, which is the object pronoun for tú, you, in the prepositional phrase. El noruego es la lengua oficial de Noruega. This sentence tells us that Norwegian is the official language of Norway. The sentence is in the simple present tense, indicating a fact that is always true. Breakdown. El. This is the definite article for masculine singular nouns. It translates to the Noruego. This is the noun, Norwegian, and refers to the language. Es. This is the third person singular form of the verb, ser, meaning to be. It is used to make statements about a subject in the third person. La. This is the definite article for feminine singular nouns. It translates to the lengua. This is the noun, language. Oficial. This is an adjective meaning official.
De.
This is a preposition meaning of.
Noruega.
This is the noun, Norway, referring to the country.
¿Es eso de lo que estabas hablando anoche?
Is that what you were talking about last night? This sentence is a question in the simple present tense.
Is. Eso.
The loque.
Estabas.
Hablando.
Anoche.
Breakdown.
Is.
Eso. Is that.
Eso.
Is a pronoun that means, that, and refers to something already mentioned.
The loque.
Estabas.
Hablando.
What you were talking about.
De.
Is a preposition meaning, of, or, about, in this case.
Lo.
Is a pronoun meaning, it, and is used to refer to the, thing, being discussed.
Que.
Is a relative pronoun connecting the two clauses.
Estabas.
Is the imperfect tense of the verb.
Estar.
To be, conjugated in the second person singular, you.
Hablando.
Is the gerund, present participle, of the verb.
Hablar.
To speak.
Anoche.
Last night.
Anoche.
Is an adverb meaning, last night.
Key concepts.
Imperfect tense. Used to describe ongoing actions in the past.
Gerund.
A verb form that acts like an adjective, or adverb, indicating an ongoing action.
Prepositional phrase.
A group of words that begins with a preposition, and modifies a noun, or pronoun.
Relative pronoun.
A pronoun that introduces a subordinate clause, and connects it to the main clause.
He comenzado a ver las cosas de otra forma.
He has begun to see things differently.
Breakdown.
This is the third person singular masculine pronoun, meaning he.
Comenzado.
This is the past participle of the verb.
Comenzar.
To begin, conjugated in the present perfect tense. The present perfect tense combines the past participle with the auxiliary verb.
Haber.
To have, and indicates an action that started in the past, and has continued up to the present.
Haber.
This is the infinitive phrase.
Haber.
To see, used after the verb.
Comenzado.
To express the beginning of the action of seeing things differently.
Las cosas.
This is the plural feminine noun.
Cosa.
Thing, meaning, things.
De otra forma.
This is a prepositional phrase that translates to, differently, or, in another way.
Otra.
Other, modifies.
Forma.
Form, way. Key concepts. Present perfect tense. The use of the present perfect tense.
Comenzado.
Emphasizes that the change in perspective began in the past, and continues to the present.
Infinitive phrase.
The infinitive phrase.
Haber.
Functions as a complement to the verb.
Comenzado.
Indicating the action that the subject has started to do.
Prepositional phrase.
The prepositional phrase.
De otra forma.
Modifies the verb.
Ver.
To see, specifying how the subject sees things.
Estoy cegado.
I am blind. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb estar.
Estar.
Which is used to describe a temporary state, or condition.
Cegado.
Cegado. Is an adjective meaning blind, and is used as the predicate adjective in this sentence.
Tom irá.
Tom will go. This is a simple sentence in the future tense.
Irá.
Is the future tense of the verb.
Ir.
To go.
Tom.
Is the subject of the sentence. The sentence structure is straightforward. Subject plus verb.
Dejadme salir.
Let me out. The sentence is an imperative, telling someone to allow the speaker to leave.
Dejadme
is a conjugation of the verb
dejar,
to let, to allow, in the imperative mode, and the second person plural, you all, salir, means to leave or to go out.
Me
is the direct object pronoun, meaning me. Therefore, the sentence can be translated as, let me out, or, allow me to leave.
Mi nieto es todavía un bebé.
My grandson is still a baby.
Mi
is a possessive adjective meaning, my.
Nieto
means, grandson.
Es
is the third person singular present tense of the verb, to be.
Todavía
means, still, and
un
is an indefinite article meaning a, and
bebé
means baby.
¿Dónde está el bolígrafo?
The sentence translates to, where is the pen? Here is a breakdown.
¿Dónde? ¿Dónde?
This is the interrogative word for, where. It is asking for the location of something.
¿Está?
¿Está? This is the third person singular form of the verb.
Estar.
To be, in the present tense. It is used to indicate location.
El.
This is the definite article meaning, the.
Bolígrafo.
Bolígrafo. This is the word for, pen. Key concepts. Interrogative words. These words begin questions in Spanish. The verb, estar. Used for location. Definite articles. Used to specify a particular noun.
Cantemos esa canción en inglés.
Let's sing that song in English.
Breakdown.
Cantemos, this is the first person plural.
Present subjunctive.
Form of the verb.
Cantar.
Meaning, to sing. This conjugation implies a suggestion, or a request, which is why it translates to, let's sing. Esa, this is the feminine singular.
Demonstrative adjective.
Referring to a specific song mentioned earlier in context. It translates to, that, and is used to point out a particular song.
Canción, this is the feminine noun meaning, song.
En inglés, this is a prepositional phrase, with,
en,
meaning, in, and,
inglés,
meaning, English. It specifies the language in which the song is to be sung.
¿Dónde está el control remoto?
Where is the remote control? This sentence is asking for the location of an object, the
control remoto.
Remote control.
¿Dónde?
Means where, and is used to ask for a location.
Está
is the present tense of the verb, estar, to be. This is used when referring to location, or state of being.
El
is the masculine definite article meaning, the
control remoto
is the noun phrase, remote control. Is the question mark in Spanish.
Mary tiene unos ojos hermosos.
Mary has beautiful eyes. This sentence uses the verb
tener,
which means, to have, in the third person singular form, meaning it's referring to Mary. The word
unos
is an indefinite article, meaning, some, or, a few, and is used with plural nouns. In this case, it emphasizes that Mary has more than one beautiful eye.
The word
ojos means eyes, and is a plural noun.
The word
hermosos is an adjective meaning beautiful, and it modifies the noun eyes. It is in the masculine plural form, agreeing with the plural noun eyes.
Este hotel tiene una magnífica vista del mar.
This hotel has a magnificent view of the sea. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb
tener,
which means, to have, in English. The subject of the sentence is
este hotel.
this hotel, and the object is
una magnifica vista del mar.
A magnificent view of the sea.
Este
is the masculine singular form of the demonstrative adjective, this, or, this one.
Hotel
is a masculine noun referring to hotel.
Tiene
is the third person singular form of the verb
tener.
To have, in the present tense,
una
is the feminine singular form of the indefinite article, a, or, an.
Magnifica
is the feminine singular form of the adjective, magnificent.
Vista
is a feminine noun referring to,
view.
Del is a contraction of the preposition,
de,
of, and the masculine singular definite article,
el.
The,
mar
is a masculine noun referring to,
sea.
The sentence is a simple declarative sentence describing a characteristic of the hotel. The use of the adjective,
magnifica,
magnificent, emphasizes the quality of the view.
Qué extraña historia.
What a strange story.
Breakdown.
Qué.
Qué.
Is an exclamation, similar to, what a, in English. It is used to express surprise or amazement.
Extraña.
Extraña. Is the feminine singular form of the adjective, strange.
Historia.
Historia. Means, story. Key concepts. Exclamation. The exclamation mark indicates a strong expression of surprise. Adjective agreement. The adjective.
Extraña.
Agrees in gender, feminine, with the noun.
Historia.
Tomarás un poco de café? Will you have some coffee? This is a question in the
tú
form, meaning it is addressed to a singular, familiar person, like a friend, or someone you know well.
The verb
tomar means to take, or to drink.
Un poco de
means a little bit of.
Café
is coffee.
Soy capaz de conducir un coche.
I am able to drive a car. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb
ser,
which means to be.
The verb
ser is conjugated as
soy
in the first person singular, which means I am.
The word
capaz means able or capable. The preposition
de
means of and introduces the infinitive verb
conducir,
which means to drive.
The noun
coche means car. So the sentence literally translates to I am able of driving a car, but it is more naturally expressed in English as I am able to drive a car.
Cada año llegan tifones a Japón.
Every year typhoons arrive in Japan. This sentence is in the simple present tense. It describes a habitual action, something that happens every year.
Cada año.
Cada año. Means, every year.
Cada.
Cada. Means, each, or, every, and año.
Año.
Means, year.
Ligan.
Llegan. Is the third person plural present tense of the verb lega.
Llegar.
Which means, to arrive.
Tifones.
Tifones. Is the plural form of tifón.
Tifón.
Which means, typhoon.
A Japón.
A Japón. Means, to Japan.
A.
A. Is a preposition indicating direction. So, the sentence literally translates as, each year typhoons arrive to Japan.
Pensé que este edificio estaba abandonado.
I thought this building was abandoned.
Breakdown.
Pensé. This is the past tense of the verb.
Pensar.
To think. In this case, it translates to, I thought.
Que.
This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. In this case, it's introducing the clause, est edificio est arbor abandonado. Est. This is a demonstrative adjective meaning, this. Edificio. This is a noun meaning, building. Est arbor. This is the imperfect tense of the verb. Estar. To be. It conveys a state of being in the past. Abandonado. This is a past participle used as an adjective meaning, abandoned. Key concepts. Tense. This sentence uses the past tense to indicate an action that occurred in the past. Subordinate clause. The clause, est edificio est arbor abandonado, is a subordinate clause that provides more information about what the speaker thought. Demonstrative adjective. The demonstrative adjective, est, helps the speaker specify which building they are referring to. Past participle as an adjective. The past participle, abandonado, functions as an adjective describing the building. Tom piensa que Mary bebe demasiado café. Tom thinks that Mary drinks too much coffee. Tom is the subject of the sentence, and piensa is the verb, meaning, thinks. Que is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause, which is the rest of the sentence. Mary is the subject of the subordinate clause, and bebe is the verb, meaning, drinks. Demasiado is an adverb meaning, too much. Café is the object of the verb, bebe, meaning, coffee. La podría matar. She could kill her. Breakdown. La. This is the direct object pronoun, her, and it refers to a female person. It is used before the verb, because the verb is in the infinitive form. Podría. Podría. This is the conditional form of the verb, poda, which means, to be able to, or, to could. It is used to express possibility. Mata. Matar. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to kill. Key concept. The sentence is in the conditional tense, which expresses possibility. Muelo mis propios granos de café todas las mañanas. I grind my own coffee beans every morning. Breakdown. Muelo. This is the first person singular present tense of the verb. Moler. To grind. The. Or. Ending signifies that the subject is I. Mis. This is the possessive adjective meaning my, and it modifies. Propios. Propios. This is the adjective own, and it further modifies. Granos. This helps to emphasize that the coffee beans are the speaker's own. Granos. This is the plural noun meaning beans, and is the object of the verb. Muelo. De. This is the preposition of, and is used to connect. Café. To. Granos. Café. This is the noun meaning coffee. Todas. This is the feminine plural form of the adjective, all, and modifies. Mañanas. Las. This is the feminine plural definite article, the, and modifies. Mañanas. Mañanas. This is the plural noun meaning, mornings. Key concepts. Present tense. The verb. Muelo. Is in the present tense, indicating an action that happens regularly. Possessive adjectives. Mis. And. Propios. Are possessive adjectives that show ownership. Definite articles. Las. Is a definite article, indicating specific mornings. Noun adjective agreement. The adjectives. Propios. And. Todas. Agree in number and gender with the nouns they modify. Tom quiere hacer un buen trabajo. Tom wants to do a good job. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a masculine proper noun. Quiere is the third person singular form of the verb. Querer. To want, conjugated in the present indicative tense. Hacer is the infinitive form of the verb. Hacer. To do, used here as part of an infinitive phrase. Un is an indefinite article, meaning a or an. Buen is an adjective, meaning good, modifying. Trabajo. Trabajo is a masculine noun meaning job. Key concepts. The use of the infinitive. Hacer. After the verb. Quiere. To express the desire to do something. The agreement in gender and number between the indefinite article. Un. And the noun. Trabajo. Habla bien inglés. He/she/you speaks English well. The verb. Habla. Is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb. Hablar. To speak. Bien. Is an adverb that means, well. Inglés. Is a noun that means, English. Nosotros hemos llegado al amanecer hasta la cumbre de la montaña. We have reached the summit of the mountain by dawn. Breakdown. Nosotros. This is the subject pronoun, meaning, we. Hemos llegado. This is the present perfect tense of the verb. Llegar. Meaning, to arrive, or, to reach. In this case, the present perfect tense emphasizes the completion of the action. Al amanecer. This is a prepositional phrase indicating, by dawn. Al is the preposition, to, or, at, and, amanecer, is the noun, dawn. Hasta, this is the preposition, until, or, to. La cumbre, this is the feminine singular definite article, the, followed by the noun, summit. De la montaña, this is a prepositional phrase indicating, of the mountain. De is the preposition, of, and, la montaña, is the feminine singular definite article, the, followed by the noun, mountain. Key concepts. Present perfect tense. The present perfect tense. Hemos llegado. Emphasizes the completion of the action of arriving at the summit, and it implies that the action is relevant to the present moment. Prepositional phrases. The use of prepositional phrases. Al amanecer. Hasta. And. De la montaña. Provides context and detail about the time and location of the action. Definite articles. The definite articles. La. In. La cumbre. And. La montaña. Specify that the summit and mountain are specific, known entities. Me pasas una engrapadora, por favor. Could you pass me a stapler, please? Me pasas. This is a formal way of asking someone to do something for you. It's formed using the verb pasar. To pass, in the informal, to, form. The, me. Indicates that you are the recipient of the action. Una engrapadora, this is the direct object of the sentence, meaning it is the thing being passed. Una is the feminine singular form of the indefinite article, a, or, an. Engrapadora is the word for, stapler. Por favor, this is a polite way to ask for something. It literally means, for favor, or, please. Espero una entrega. I am expecting a delivery. Espero means, I hope, or, I expect. This is the present tense of the verb, esperar, which means, to hope, or, to expect. Una is the feminine singular definite article, meaning, a, or, the. Entrega means, delivery. This is a noun that can be masculine or feminine, but in this case, it is feminine.
Tomes un estudiante de tercer grado. No es así.
Tom is a third grade student, isn't he? This sentence uses the
no es así
structure, which is a common way to express agreement in Spanish. It literally translates to, isn't it so? But it's used more like, isn't he? Aren't they? Etc. Here's a breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence. Is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present tense. An is the indefinite article, a, or, an. A student is the noun, student. There is the preposition, of. Tercer is the adjective, third. Grado is the noun, grade. No easy. Slash, high, is a tag question used to confirm the statement. It adds a sense of confirmation, or expectation to the sentence.
Tom no sabe dónde está su paraguas.
Tom does not know where his umbrella is. Breakdown.
Tom.
This is the name, Tom, in Spanish.
No.
This is the Spanish word for no, and is used to negate the verb.
Sabe.
This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, saber, which means to know. It is conjugated to agree with the subject, Tom.
Donde.
This is the Spanish word for where, and is used to indicate location. It is an interrogative adverb.
Está.
This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, estar, which means to be. It is used here to describe the location of the umbrella.
Su.
This is the possessive adjective meaning his or her, and is used to indicate that the umbrella belongs to Tom.
Paraguas.
This is the Spanish word for umbrella. Key concepts. Negation. The sentence uses the word
no
to negate the verb.
Sale.
Verb conjugation. The verbs
sale
and está are conjugated to agree with the subject, Tom. Interrogative adverb. The word
donde
is an interrogative adverb that asks about location. Possessive adjective. The word
su
is a possessive adjective that indicates possession.
Mi veterinario me dijo que alimentara a mi perro en la tarde.
My veterinarian told me to feed my dog in the afternoon. Breakdown.
Me.
This is the possessive adjective meaning, my. It agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, which is
veterinario.
Veterinarian.
Veterinario.
This is a noun meaning, veterinarian.
Me.
This is the direct object pronoun meaning, me. It is used here, because the veterinarian is the one performing the action of telling.
Dijo.
This is the past tense of the verb, decir, to say, to tell. The subject is,
veterinario.
Que. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. It translates to, that.
Alimentara.
This is the subjunctive form of the verb, alimenta, to feed. It is used, because the main clause expresses an opinion, a command, or a request.
Ah.
This is the preposition, to, used before an indirect object. It is used here, because the dog is the recipient of the action of feeding.
Me.
This is the possessive adjective meaning, my. It agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, which is
perro.
Dog.
Perro.
This is a noun meaning dog.
En.
This is a preposition meaning in or on. Here, it refers to the time of day.
La.
This is the definite article meaning the, referring to the afternoon.
Tarde.
This is a noun meaning afternoon. Key concepts. Subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood is used to express a variety of things, including opinions, wishes, desires, and commands. In this sentence, the subjunctive is used because the main clause expresses a command. Direct and indirect objects. Direct objects are the things or people that are acted upon, while indirect objects are the recipients of the action. In this sentence, me is the direct object, and pero is the indirect object. Prepositions. Prepositions are words that show the relationship between a noun or pronoun and other words in the sentence. In this sentence, en and a are prepositions. El conductor es responsable de la seguridad de los pasajeros. The driver is responsible for the safety of the passengers. The sentence uses the ser verb, which is used for statements of being or having. In this case, it's being used to show the driver's responsibility. El is the definite article for masculine singular, referring to the driver. Conductor is the noun, meaning driver. Es is the third person singular form of the verb. Ser in the present tense. Responsable is the adjective describing the driver's role, meaning responsible. De is the preposition meaning of, indicating what the driver is responsible for. La is the definite article for feminine singular, referring to the safety. Seguridad is the noun, meaning safety. De is the preposition meaning of, indicating what the safety refers to. Los is the definite article for masculine plural, referring to the passengers. Pasajeros is the noun, meaning passengers. No puedo tragar estas pastillas sin un vaso de agua. I can't swallow these pills without a glass of water. Breakdown. No. This is the negation, not, in Spanish. Puedo. This is the first person singular form of the verb, poder, to be able to. This is conjugated in the present tense. Tragar. This means, to swallow. Estas. This is the feminine plural form of the demonstrative adjective, est, this, meaning, these. Pastillas. This is the plural form of the noun, pastilla, pill, seen. This means, without. Un. This is the indefinite article, a slash an, in Spanish. Vaso. This means, glass. De. This is the preposition, of. Agua. This means, water. Key concepts. Negation. The sentence uses the negation, no, to express the inability to swallow the pills. Verb conjugation. The verb, poder, is conjugated in the present tense to indicate the speaker's current inability. Demonstrative adjectives. The use of the demonstrative adjective, estas, specifies that the pills are the ones being referred to. Prepositions. The preposition, sin, indicates a lack of something, and the preposition, de, is used to express the content of the glass. Cuando crezca quiero ser igual a ti. When I grow up I want to be like you. Breakdown. Cuando. This is a conjunction meaning, when, or, whenever. It introduces a subordinate clause. Crezca. This is the subjunctive form of the verb. Crecer. To grow. It indicates a future event that is dependent on the main clause. Quiero. This is the present tense of the verb. Querer. To want, conjugated for the first person singular, I. Ser. This is the infinitive form of the verb. Ser. To be. Igual. This is an adjective meaning, equal, or, the same. A. This is a preposition meaning, to, or, at. D. This is the object pronoun meaning, you. Key concepts. Subjunctive mood. The use of the subjunctive mood in the phrase. Cuando crezca. indicates that the speaker's desire to be like the listener is dependent on a future event, growing up. Object pronoun. The pronoun D is the direct object of the preposition A. It clarifies who the speaker wants to be like.